everyone, it's me, Baby Kitten, and today I'm doing the December Is Here questionnaire by Penny for Your Top Bot, or Penny Claws right now. there's about 10 questions and a bonus question, so let's get going. Number one, a snowy covered cabin or a beach house on a hot day, which is the better place to celebrate this time of year? Why? I would say a snowy covered cabin because I live in Florida, so I always get beach time. I've never had a snowy cabin experience, so that's what I want. Number two, did you celebrate Christmas growing up? What were some of your traditions? If you don't celebrate any holidays, what were your Decembers like? I did celebrate Christmas growing up. We only had one tradition, and it was to go out and help people. So we would go either to like the Humane Society or the homeless shelter, and we'd go on Christmas Eve and we would hand out like food and water if we were at the homeless shelter, and we would help with like the dinners. And if we went to the Humane Society, we would clean out like where the animals stayed in the cages, and we would play with the animals and stuff like that. So that's the only tradition that we have. We just go help people. We still do it to this day. I'm really excited. This year we're going to go to the Children's Hospital, and we're going to go sing carols to them. I'm really excited. Number three, what is the best and worst present you've ever received for this holiday season? What is the best and worst gift you've ever given someone else for this holiday season? The best gift I've ever gotten was this music box from my grandmother. It looks like a letter. It's like shaped like a letter, you know, like when you get in the mail. And it has like a postage stamp, like painted on it. It's really cute, really pretty. And on it, it says, "To my beautiful granddaughter." And when you open it, oh my gosh, it plays, "You are so beautiful to me," that song. And whenever I got it, I like sobbed. I love my grandma. We're really close. So that was like the best Christmas present I've ever gotten. The worst Christmas present I've gotten, I don't know why, guys, but I think one of the worst Christmas presents you can give someone is a candle. I don't know why. I think it's just, you know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like a candle isn't a good present. Unless, like, that person's a huge candle person. But if it's just, like, a random person who doesn't have, like, a great obsession with candles, it seems kind of dumb. But I've received a candle. And that was the worst candle. That was the worst gift I've ever given someone, is the candle. I felt bad about it, but it was last minute. I was like, crap, I'll get a candle. The best gift I've ever given someone was this scrapbook that I made for one of my best friends last Christmas. And it had all of our friendship from like third grade up to now. It was so cute. And inside it had Disney tickets. I went to Disney. It was so fun. So yeah. Number four, Santa Claus, Herbie the Elf, The Grinch, fuck, marry, kill. I don't even know who Herbie the Elf is. I probably do, like, know who he is. I'm just gonna Google him. I don't know who that is. Searching. Oh, okay. Okay, from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Okay. I would marry Santa Claus. No, wait. Yeah, I'd marry Santa Claus. I'd fuck the Grinch, and I'd kill Herbie the Elf. I'm sorry. Sorry, Herbie the Elf, but you didn't make the cut. Because Santa Claus, you know, he's got the hookup, and the Grinch is funny. Herbie the Elf just wanted to be a dentist. I mean, good for you. That's boring, so sorry. Number five, what is your favorite movie or TV show to watch in December? My favorite movie is either How the Grinch Stole Christmas, or whatever that one is called. The live-action one. I like that one a lot. Or Elf. Elf is so good. I love Elf. TV show, Charlie Brown Christmas. That one? Yeah. Number six, do you enjoy drinking eggnog while carolers aggressively sing at you from your front door? That's never happened to me before. I wouldn't mind carolers because I like singing and everything like that. But I hate eggnog, so just don't have the eggnog in there. Number seven, tell us a really good Christmas joke. Penny, oh my gosh, I'm really bad at jokes. I'm not a funny person. Let's see. This is just some music. Do 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 do. I'm searching. I'm sorry. Do 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 do. Oh my gosh. Okay. I found one. Why was Santa upset when he got a sweater for Christmas? Because he was hoping for a screamer or a moaner. Get it? I'm sorry. That was a bad one. Here, let me find another one. Why does Santa land on the roof? Because he likes it on top. All right, I'm done. Bad jokes, I'm sorry. I told you I'm really bad at jokes. Number 8. Tell us a fun story about yourself that involves either December, Christmas, or winter in general. I don't know if this is a fun story, but it makes me laugh when I talk about it, but it wasn't funny when it happened. So our chorus in high school, we got to sing at the Christmas candlelight, the Christmas candlelight processional? Crap, I don't know. At Epcot at Disney. And each show was an hour long. And I thought we were only going to have an hour show. Okay. So we're wearing these long robes and they're hot. And we're in Florida and it's hot. And we have hot stage lights on us. So it's just like really hot. And you're holding like a fake candle and you can't move. So you have to stay very, very still under hot stage lights in a hot place wearing a hot robe. Okay. So it's like an hour long show. And you sing blah, 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 blah. And they tell the story of Jesus. Okay, whatever. And so it's hot, right? People are dropping like flies. People are literally fainting and it is awful. You hear like thumps and people falling. It's terrifying. And I was like, great, great, great. I'm not going to faint. I'm going to make it through this. And after this, we can go back to the hotel and then go to Disney the next day. I was just focusing on going to Disney the next day, you know? So we make it through the first show, and I thought we were only having one show, and so I was like, great, it's over, I made it. They're like, okay, we gotta go do the second show, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Another hour-long show. See, I like doing it, because we sing some pretty cool songs, like we sing songs in different languages, it was really, really fun, and so I made it about halfway through the second show, right? And we're on risers, and I'm on like the middle risers, so I'm up there, okay? So I'm in the middle of one of the songs and I'm like, crap, I don't feel good at all. And I made it through the end of the song, and right when the lights went out, I fainted and tumbled down, and people like saw me faint. They didn't even try to like help me or anything. They just like parted way, like they were parting the Red Sea, and I just fell down these like the risers. Oh my gosh. And I landed on the ground, right? And there's like Disney people like waiting for people to faint, like they're watching us from above somewhere. And I just remember like this really, really hot like Disney guy like putting me in a wheelchair, and I was really, really confused, and I was like, crap, I must have fainted. And oh my gosh. So I get to backstage. And my friend at the time, she was like, yeah, whenever I saw you faint, I didn't know it was you. And I was like, damn, she like fell. And I couldn't stop laughing. And I was like, you're so mean. I don't know if that was a fun story, but I thought it was funny. And it's just funny looking back at it now, because I literally fainted right when the lights went out. So no one saw that it was me. All they heard was like a bang of me falling. So that wasn't a fun story, but it's funny to me. Number 9, sing a Christmas inspired song or read us a short Christmas inspired poem. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Ding, bing, bong. I don't know the lyrics. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Hold on, I'm looking at the lyrics. It's the happiest season. Okay. It's the most wonderful time of the year. This is too low for me. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. I didn't know it said scary ghost stories. Why would you be saying scary ghost stories during Christmas? Huh. Number 10. If you could give Christmas gifts to 5 or more GW heirs, what would the gifts be? Who would you give them to and why? Oh my. Well, I don't know what you guys want for Christmas. Crap.
I don't know.
Okay, I honestly don't know what to give you guys. I'm gonna say, I don't want to exclude anyone. So could I just give everybody Christmas gifts? I want to give you all, like some cookies. Is that a lame Christmas gift? Some cookies and hot chocolate and, hugs. I don't know what you guys want for Christmas. I'm not Santa. But hugs, hot chocolate, and cookies sounds like good Christmas gifts. Because I don't know what you guys want for Christmas. I try my best, Penny. I'm sorry. Number 11, bonus. What is your one big Christmas wish this year?
I wish for everyone to have a great holiday season and a great new year. Because everyone deserves a great holiday season and a great new year. And I hope that everyone will be happy in their new year endeavors. Yay, Christmas! Thank you, Penny, for this wonderful questionnaire. I know number 10, I did not answer well at all. I'm sorry. And my fun story wasn't really funny. It was kind of tragic. It's funny to me. So anyway, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. I hope everyone is doing well. And I will listen to you wonderful people later. Bye.